presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways.
X4 calling control tower. The X4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Doesn't the roar of that plane give you a thrill? Doesn't your heart beat a little faster every time you see one of Uncle Sam's giant birds flying high over the rooftops? I'll bet it does. And I'll bet you know how those planes are playing the biggest part of any single instrument in this quick-moving war. And those boys piloting our nimble-wing P-40s and our long-range flying fortresses, believe you me, they know how to fly. They know how because they've spent many hours in learning how to fly. Learning to fly well enough to be entrusted with a man-sized job of winning this war. The Army and the Navy Air Forces know you can't become a flyer overnight. It takes many, many months of preparation. Many months even before a cadet is allowed to touch a plane. That's why the Air Forces so heartily endorse the program of pre-flight training in high schools. These courses make it possible for you fellas in high school, even though you're only 16 to 18 years of age, to begin learning now as part of your high school course, the things you would start learning if you enlisted in either the Army or Navy Air Forces. Pre-flight training in high schools includes courses in physical training, military drill, aerodynamics, meteorology, navigation, and other subjects that airmen must know. Fellows who take these courses in high school save themselves and the Air Forces many valuable hours later on if they should enlist as air cadets. And you can do that too. Remember that even if you never fly one of Uncle Sam's bombers or fighter planes, the knowledge you gain from your high school aviation courses will fit you for the peacetime expansion of aviation in which America and American men are going to play a worldwide and leading part. Pre-flight training courses are now being formed in high schools all over the country. Find out if your school is offering them. If not, speak to your principal about it and ask him to include them in the curriculum for your next semester. If you want more information, write to the United States Office of Education in Washington, D.C. America needs flyers. And now to our story. Substituting as a British intelligence officer, Hop Harrigan is in occupied France on the trail of a new type German airplane cannon, which is being mounted on Messerschmitt 110s. However, Colonel Strauss of the German Gestapo tricked Hop into not only revealing his mission, but implicating a number of loyal Frenchmen who have aided Hop. Imprisoned in the Calais jail and freed only through the intervention of a young French girl, Lisa Collard, Hop is now in Paris with Lisa. At a little café Montmartre, the hill section of Paris, owned by the huge and kindly Madame Dommage, Hop and Lisa, the latter disguised as a boy, are enjoying their first real food in days. Listen.
The potage, it is good, mes enfants.
C'est délicieux, madame.
Monsieur, I hardly know how to say this, but these days in unfortunate France, it is customary to pay for the meal before one eats.
Oh, of course, Madame Dommage. Here's a wad of bills. You take it out of this.
Oh, not the money, monsieur. I trust you for that. But the food tickets. I must have a ticket for everything I sell.
But we have none, madame.
What? You have none? Sacre nom de chien! This is a monstrous crime! You're cheating me! I am robbed! I am robbed! Gendarme!
Oh, what's she yelling about?
She's calling the police!
What is it? What's going on here, madame?
These two thieves! They eat my food and do not give me a ration ticket!
Oh, that is a serious crime in occupied France! In the name of the German army of occupation, you are arrested!
Arrested? Oh, what for?
For not giving this poor woman her food tickets. In 30 years in this district, I have never made an arrest. But this is a serious crime.
But, monsieur, the tickets we left in Lyon, where they live.
Oh, that is bad. If the tickets are in Lyon, Madame Dommage, it is obvious that this man and this boy cannot give them to you.
And with what am I to get food to cook? With excuses?
Oh, Madame Dommage, these are hard times. Tickets or no tickets. Why should Frenchmen fight with Frenchmen, huh? What for? Are we not all happy?
Oui, that is true. But my tickets.
Oh, they are in Lyon, no? Madame Demage will go to Lyon for them?
I should go to Lyon, why?
Of course not. So I am sure that you would not ask me to make an arrest after 30 years. And what is a ticket, more or less, Madame Demage?
Oh, thank you, monsieur.
This is what happens when an honest woman meets with thieves. She goes to the police, and the police, they are fools, sacred.
No arrest, Madame Demage, no arrest. And now, before I go, I must tack up on this wall this new German poster.
No ticket, très bien. What? Another poster? What do they want now, those Nazis?
An Englishman and a little girl. They came from Paris. They are in Paris, and the Gestapo is offering 50,000 francs for their arrest.
Oh, so my soup is no good, monsieur. Even without the ticket, eh?
Oh, no, Madame Demage. It went down the wrong way.
Well, that is finished. It is a lucky thing you came from Lyon, eh? If you were at Calais, I might have been suspicious. Eh bien, now I must go. Au revoir.
Merci, madame.
Do not thank me. Thank the gendarme, your fool. Well, you are hungry, you have no ticket, you have cheated me of the ticket for the soup. You may just as well cheat me of the ticket for the cabbage. I will bring your ticket for the trash.
Oh, if once more we are frightened like that up, I will die.
Yeah, it was a close call, all right. Say, maybe we better get out of here in a hurry.
No, I do not think so. The best thing to do is what you call sit tight.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Uh-oh, here comes someone out of the kitchen. A young Frenchman.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour.
You mind if I sit down? Merci. I am Laroche, one-time student at the university. Now, the only waiter in Paris who can work for Demage.
How do you do?
You said your name was...
We did not say, monsieur.
Well, I will call you the unknown. Say, Madame Demage.
What do you want, Dr. Mao?
You think maybe you will collect the 50,000 francs, huh?
I do not want blood money. Here is the cabbage.
That smells good.
Before you eat, I will have the money.
Okay. Here, take it out of this 100 francs.
Merci beaucoup.
Oh, 100 franc note. That is not bad.
It is any business that concerns you, perhaps?
No. Here. Catch this, my boy.
Stop playing your silly games, monsieur.
That is all I wanted to know. Madame Demage.
Oui?
We have distinguished company.
What are you talking about?
The young boy, madame, the little one here, is not a boy, but a girl.
What? How do you know?
When I threw the old paper at you, Mademoiselle Collard...
What do you call her?
Oh, I am not the stupid gendarme, Monsieur Harrigan. I am clever.
Sometimes it's not too good to be clever.
Sit still, Harrigan. I'm your friend. I want to help. I knew Brigitte a long time ago.
Who are you?
You mean these two are the ones of that poster? The Nazis are looking for them? Oh, I do not believe it.
Of course. I knew it instantly. Harrigan is dressed as a French farmer and does not have even a single callus on his hands. I throw something at this so-called young boy's lap, and he throws his feet apart. Only girls do that. They make a lap with their skirts to catch the object. But a boy, no. He puts his legs together to prevent the object from falling between them to the floor. Voila, he's a girl.
Well, I guess we're unmasked, Lise.
Tell me, Harrigan. Is there any way we can help?
So these are the ones on that poster, hey? And I, big fool that I am, was going to turn them over to the gendarme. Why did you not say something?
Can we help, Harrigan?
You said we. Who are the rest?
Oh, we have a large group, Harrigan. A Frenchman still loyal to the real France.
Listen, Laroche. You know I'm working for the British. And you must know I'm here on something important.
Yes. But what is it?
Gee, I don't know whether I ought to tell you this, but... I'm here to get my hands on one of the new German Messerschmitts. The ones with the cannon.
I see. No, there I can do nothing. A small raid I can arrange. Even murder. But to steal a plane, no. Oh, let me think. No, I can do nothing. But someone... I think maybe if he would...
Who?
Joly, publisher of the Paris Gazette.
Joly? But he is a Nazi. He works for Hitler.
No, Mademoiselle Gollard. He's one of us. He's our strongest link. I think it might be wise for you, Harrigan, to meet with Joly. And the sooner, the better.
Oh, but he cannot go around Paris like this. Sooner or later, they will catch him.
True, Dommage. So he will not appear on the streets until dark. And then only for a little while.
Well, where will I meet Jolie?
In one of our favorite meeting places, Harrigan. In the sewer, beneath Jolie's house.
Oh, in the sewer?
Isn't that where they met during the French Revolution?
Oui. Only the Nazis have guards posted there after dark. We must be very careful.
Okay. How will I get there?
I will take you. Madame Dommage will hide you until nightfall.
Oui, oui, oui.
Then I will take you through our underground sewers to the Jolie rendezvous. Now I must go to make the arrangements. Au revoir. It is now 6, so I will see you at 9 o'clock tonight.
Pop, it is 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. Jolie should be here.
Oh, I do not like the smell here, Hop. And I am a little afraid.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of, Lise. Except that of all the places in Paris, I think I like this least. This is as pretty a trap as could be planned. Well, look, there's no way out of here. This is a dead-end wall.
Oui. What we call a cul-de-sac.
Whatever that is.
Do you think maybe that Jolie will not come?
Well, La Roche told us he'd be here, didn't he?
Oui, but why did La Roche leave us here alone?
Hey, did you hear something?
No, only the water.
Shh. I hear it again. Listen.
I hear nothing.
I hear voices, Lise. Maybe it's your leg.
Shall I call to them?
Oh, no, not until we're sure.
We have
all night in this filthy sewer.
What's your hurry?
What do you
mean all night?
We
need
one for
cold.
Send me to bear
dry.
Already
I've caught cold.
Not some soldier. Maybe they'll pass by. Here, quick,
stand against the wall. Must be good with Mary. In good old. That's high. It's only a few feet. There's a wall that closes off the sewer. Or the house of Jolie, the newspaper publisher.
Stand your light, Rudolph. Wall is clear, we can turn back.
Yeah, good idea. I'm anxious to get back. I hope we find no one.
Pressing back into the shadows, Hop and Lisa attempt to escape the searching white beam of the German soldier's flashlight. There's no place to run, no place to hide. If the Nazi patrol advances any further, discovery is inevitable. What can our friends do? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. Hop Harrigan is a top-notch flyer, an expert. You fellas know what an expert is, but let me quote Webster's Dictionary. An expert is one who is skilled. In other words, someone who does his job just a little bit better. The fellow who has that extra something. How did Hop get to be an expert in such a skilled and highly technical field as aviation? There's only one answer. He was thoroughly trained in the groundwork, the fundamentals, while he was still a youngster. You air-minded high school juniors and seniors, you boys who want to join the Army or Navy Air Forces when you're a little older, you boys and girls who are looking ahead to a career in aviation, all of you can get the necessary basic training by taking the pre-flight training courses now being established in high schools in the United States. If pre-flight training courses have not yet been started in your school, get your folks, your friends, your high school principal interested. If you want additional information, write the United States Office of Education, Washington, D.C. America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.